101.77 HOFM. We're 100% Hobart. Mick and Anna for breakfast with Matt today because it's Friday, and we're catching up with the incredibly funny comedian Joel Creasy. You would have seen him on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and he is hosting the Montreal Comedy Fest this Sunday night on Win TV. Hello, Joel.
Good morning. Hey guys, how's it going?
Really good, Joel.
Montreal Comedy Festival. This is massive. I remember growing up watching Just for Laughs all the time as a kid.
It's kind of the Super Bowl of comedy festivals. All the top comedians of the world are there, and it's really exciting. It's almost like a trade show for comedians. I feel like, because everyone goes there with their manager and every comedian from around the world, and you almost feel like you're in a children's beauty pageant, which, you know, to be honest, I do not hate at all.
So much talent there. Do you get nervous that you might stuff up?
I get more nervous that I'm just going to chip over in front of someone cool. and last year, I had too much to drink and thought it was karaoke night and started singing. It wasn't the karaoke night. I just grabbed the microphone and started doing a bit of Katy Perry's Roar. So I get a bit nervous that I'm just going to keep doing things like that.
I feel like that's kind of standard behaviour in your life though, Joel. Am I right?
That's pretty accurate. Yeah. I've done it twice already this week.
Hey, Joel, are you totally over your jungle experience now? Like the mozzie bites have gone, there's no more scars?
I'm still scarred from seeing Murphy's naked. From that, the mozzie bites. But I will say the mozzie bites took about 4 months to clear up. There, because there were just mozzie bites on top of mozzie bites. But yeah, I am over the experience now. But the taste of eating a raw eyeball never leaves your memory.
Stop it! It's breakfast.
Have you been watching The Bachelorette, Joel?
I was watching a little bit last night. Actually, I really like Georgia. I think she's really cool.
She's been in Hobart most recently, working down here, and she's had a bit to do with us here at the station. So we really wanted to find love, and I thought if you had a background in reality TV, you might be able to pick. You might know sort of what's going on behind the scenes, and you might be able to tell. You know, if there's some chemistry there.
I like that Lee guy. I think he's pretty hot, and he seems to be, I don't know, the most normal one of them all. All the others seem kind of like nervous schoolboys.
They're scared of a successful woman.
I want to be the bachelor one year.
That'd be great.
But the house would be so dodgy, you'd have to be able to lock the doors on the outside. Someone would have to walk around, like a warden would have to walk around like a prison and lock everyone into their room.
I'd like to be a contestant or just someone that works on that show. Can I just work on your season of The Bachelor?
I think it would be
one that you would never forget, that's for sure.
It'd be good fun.
You could do the catering. No one would eat anything. No one would be touching any carbs, so it'd be pretty easy.
There's a version out in the US at the moment called My Prince Charming or something, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. Hosted by Lance Bass from...
Yeah, you'd be worried that they're all just, changing rooms behind the scenes.
Absolutely, yeah.
In the mansion.
Well, that'd be my problem. Yeah, the thing is, I'd probably be the first bachelor to be dumped by a contestant. That's what would happen.
Yeah. Dump you for another contestant.
I'll hook up with a host or something later. You're not me, Oscar.
It'd be controversial either way.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm campaigning.
Sunday night, we'll see you on Win TV hosting Montreal Comedy Fest. Get down here and see us sometime, all right?
I will. I would love to. I love me some Hobart. I'll have to come down soon.
That'd be great. Thanks so much, Joel Creasy.
See ya.
Thanks,
see ya,
guys.
Mate.